Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for, it's already April the 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Ladies and gentlemen, man, we got so much to talk about. It's amazing. Chris Carlson has agreed to stay with us for the second hour. Hour two of two starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, who will control the money? This is a really interesting topic, and we've highlighted this topic quite a bit in recent weeks, but we're going to keep banging on it because we want you to understand how critical it is. There's very few policies in the world that have such a positive or a negative impact as money. If it's dishonest money, if it's immoral money, it can absolutely destroy everything in its wake. On the other hand, if it's honest money, it can absolutely chain down those who would wreak mischief on the rest of us. With that, Chris, let's take a real hard look at who's going to control the money, Chris.
Well, we already know who's going to control the money, the people who have been controlling it for the last 108 and a half years. And I use 108 and a half specifically because that's when the Federal Reserve Act was passed in 1913, and we've been suffering under it ever since. And they've been gaining more and more power as we've been going deeper and deeper into debt, and inflation has become more and more of a burden on our day-to-day finances, Sam. And we don't seem to understand the source of that problem. And the source of that problem is, of course, a violation of a provision in the Constitution against counterfeiting. If you or I did what the international bankers are doing to us, Sam, we would be prosecuted and thrown into jail, and we would deserve it. But they do it, and because they have legislation to back up their criminal enterprise, they can do it with impunity. And we've talked about this topic, but apparently America's not getting the message. But we will continue to talk about it. So I just recently read a book called The Day the Dollar Dies. Now, the interesting thing about this book is that it was written in 1973. And if you read it, you would think that it was written yesterday, because everything that was being said by those in the know, and the author, by the way, is a man by the name of Willard Cantillon. And people like him who were in the know, who knew that an international banking cartel was destroying not only the financial aspect of our nation, but culturally, because they were able to gain control of the entertainment industry, the news media, the music industry. I mean, we can go all the way down the line, because when you can just print money with reckless abandon and spend it however you want, eventually you gain control of every aspect of a nation's life. And that's what these people have done. Anyway, I've kind of gone off on a tangent. So here's an excerpt from the book. And this man, Willard Cantillon, who wrote The Day the Dollar Dies, apparently he was a speaker. He traveled around to different countries and spoke on this topic. And the topic was basically money and foreign affairs, things of that nature. And here's an excerpt from the book. He says, "Communist or capitalist, banker or president of the nation, all men seem to agree that those who controlled the finance of a nation represented a power greater than any other legislative body. I recall an afternoon in Brussels," I guess that's Brussels, what's the country? Northern Europe. Anyway, Brussels, "when I addressed an international group in the Metropole Hotel. Apart from John Baines from the Brussels Phoenix Press, the audience were strangers to me. Most of the men present held high office in various departments and were admirably disposed toward the new system on which I was to speak, which was international finance. I concluded my luncheon address by saying, 'Gentlemen, you look with approval upon this coming new order and the new system it will bring. You believe it has the answers to the frustrations and unanswered problems of the present moment. But I, in all sincerity, would like to ask you one basic question before leaving you today. Who will control it? And that is a very, very relevant question. Who will control it? And I go on to give excerpts from different parts of the book where he talks about how Stalin ruled, some things that Vladimir Lenin said. And those were the individuals that were controlled by the same banking cartels in their respective countries. And this kind of gives you an idea of how they ruled under the control of this monetary power. So let's talk about Joseph Stalin. He controlled the Soviet Union for about 28 years. And Svetlana Aleluyeva was his daughter. And she wrote an account of her 27 years under his leadership in the Soviet Union. And this is what Svetlana Aleluyeva said about her father. She said, 27 of those years I lived under a heavy weight, a time of single-handed despotism, bloody terror, economic hardships, the cruelest of wars, and ideological reaction. I lived at the very top of the pyramid where truth hardly reaches one at all. In the family in which I was born and bred, nothing was normal. Everything was oppressive. My mother's suicide was most eloquent testimony to the hopelessness of the situation. Kremlin walls all around me, secret police in the house, in the kitchen, at school, and over it all, a wasted, obdurate, that means stubborn, man, fenced in from his former colleagues, his old friends, from all those who had been close to him, in fact, from the entire world, who, with his accomplices, had turned the country into a prison in which everyone with a breath of spirit and mind was being extinguished, a man who aroused fear and hatred in millions of men. This was my father. And that's where we are gradually, but surely, being led to in our own country, Sam. It's not as bad as it was under the Soviet Union yet, but if you look at the trend line, eventually we will become an oligarchy and eventually a dictatorship under the control of people who will have all of us so deeply indebted up to our eyeballs that there's nothing that we can do except repudiate the entire devilish criminal system under which we are being more deeply and deeply enslaved. And we'd better wake up to that reality or it's going to overcome us. And we're going to find ourselves in a situation where we won't be able to extract ourselves, whether peacefully or otherwise.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. When you literally let somebody control your money, they can literally take control of everything. Money is the medium of exchange, but it's also the, it opens doors, ladies and gentlemen. It opens doors to wars. It opens doors to pedophiles and criminals. It lets those gain control over others in unfair, advantaged ways. Who will control the money is the question. Now, there's a book that you've brought forward that really helps people understand, Chris.
Yeah, so the book, and it's from Willard Cantle on The Day the Dollar Dies. And like I said at the beginning of my little spiel, it was written in 1973, and at that time, Willard Cantillon, he was looking at the advent of the computer age, for example, and that was way, way before the personal computer, you know, appeared in most people's home. 1973, you wouldn't even imagine having a personal computer in your home unless you were a geek. And he was talking about, and I really wasn't prepared to go too deep into the book. Maybe next week we can do a little deeper dive. But, you know, basically what he says is we're basically merging into that beast system. And he refers often to, I could probably turn it really quick. Basically, Revelation chapter 13, which talks about the number of the beast is 666, and people will not be able to buy or sell or to engage in commerce unless they have that number. And we're seeing those concerns that he had way back in 1973 start to materialize. And I hope that we are just as alarmed, if not more, you know, by seeing the development of this beast system being foisted upon us today, because obviously everybody has a personal computer that they carry with them everywhere they go now. I don't even know if William Cantillon would have even imagined cell phones having more computing power in this little device that we carry around with us today, that a computer that filled an entire room back in 1973 wouldn't have even approached. But anyway, he talks about that. He talks about the beast system, and he talks about we literally will not be able to buy and sell. Now we're seeing the unfolding of that plan before our eyes, Sam, and it is startling. And he does give
just
a lot
as 1984, just as 1984, Chris, kind of articulated a tyrannical state. Now we see things way beyond even the 1984 kind of supposed scenario. And we compare the day the dollar died, written in the 70s, to now. You know, the dollar died in the 70s because we moved off of the constitutional standard of gold and silver. But the day the dollar died is kind of a play off the day the music died, kind of a music idea. Yeah. In other words, the principles are similar.
Don McLean.
But the reason that I bring this up, ladies and gentlemen, is because we are now way beyond even what these great thinkers of their day. Back in the day when they were written, we thought, oh, that could never be. Now we're way beyond that point, ladies and gentlemen. Way beyond what 1984 imagined, and way before the day the dollar dies could have imagined. Willard Cantillon is the author of that book for your reference. When we come back, communist or capitalist? We'll talk about it.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present day church. Rather, it is for the end time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Okay, so Sam left the last segment with capitalism or communism. Let's do a little comparison and contrast on those two words. So what is the difference between capitalism and communism? In the minds of those who favor communism, they believe that it is a check or a balance against the irrational power that people accumulate under the economic system of capitalism. So here's what I tell people. Okay, so you want to take the power of the people and transfer from the general populace and give it to an even smaller group of people within government, and now trust that those human beings, just like the human beings from which you are taking that power, are now going to act justly, egalitarian and in a way that is in the interest of the people, even though what you're doing is you're actually transferring more power from a capitalist system, or I should say power concentrated in the hands of a few people, i.e. the capitalists, who they claim control the economic system. You transfer that power to an even smaller group of people who presumably have your interests more at heart and expect good results. And I say what you're doing is you're basically creating a system that is referred to as crony capitalism, i.e. communism, i.e. socialism, i.e. fascism, i.e. collectivism. The system is all the same when the power is concentrated into a few hands. You'll never resolve the problem until and unless you have real egalitarianism and real equality by taking the power from a small group of oligarchs, whether that be crony capitalism, whether that be socialism, whether that be communism. I don't care what you want to label it as. It is the same. The secret.
And Chris, the term that Cleon Skousen, the great writer, used was naked capitalist, naked communist. And that was basically what you do is you exploit the principles to extreme of whatever system you're talking about. So in real capitalism, morality and free enterprise, freedom to associate, freedom to buy and sell, the free interplay of prices, of supply and demand, all these things come to play. That is appropriate capitalism. It's governed by morality. Mm-hmm. It says that I want to have a good life and I want to prosper, but I want you, Chris, to do the same, because you know what? We're not enemies. We're associates in this free exchange of ideas, of products and services and supply and demand, and let prices fluctuate as they do. And it's really a hands-off approach, but a liberty-based idea that says, look, we don't have to have losers. We can all be winners. And so, but the naked capitalist, or the extreme capitalist, as you mentioned, they put profit above principle. Okay, they put politics above principle. And so when you do that, you start to say, look, I don't care about the prices. I'll manipulate the prices in my favor because, hey, profit's king. Or I'll manipulate things so that I have greater control than you. It doesn't matter if you're a loser, Chris, in naked capitalism or this crony capitalism. Because look, we're the group that matters most or matters more than the rest. It's an unfair system. And then what they do is once they get a little bit of power, they go ahead and put laws in place that give them more power. Think about Disney. I mean, whatever created Disney, this, I don't know what you want to call it, its own state within the state of Florida with sovereignty and power and authority and judge, jury, and executioner, all the cops and everything else, all in this quote, private utopia, so to speak, the happiest place on earth, almost got me. And what you get is this scenario where one thing leads to another. You give them an inch, they take a mile, and they start to then turn real free enterprise into a tyrannical caste system with them at the top and the rest at the bottom, the few at the expense of the many. And it violates the very fundamental principles that our founders gave their lives for, Chris.
Yeah, and it is devoid of the opportunity for either me or you, Sam, to exercise our veto vote against a corporation, and whereby we refuse to engage in commerce with them because we don't think that they operate ethically in society. When you have a control system like crony capitalism or naked capitalism, as you refer to it, or communism, or whatever ism you want to label it, it's all the same. And once that veto power on the part of the consumer is eliminated. Well, let me give you an example. Amazon. People think that Amazon is this great economic success, whereby they have gained this huge market share under a capitalist type of arrangement. That's not true. Do you know why? Because every product that is shipped from Amazon is subsidized by the taxpayer to the tune of $1.47. Do you have that? If you wanted to ship a package to a friend or a family member in Florida, Sam, would the government subsidize you $1.46 for everything you send? No. So that's one example of many. They get tax breaks. They get no-bid government contracts. They get special tax. Well, I said tax breaks. They get all government contracts. They get all of these these perks from the government in this so-called capitalist arrangement. But in fact, if you look at it and you compare it to all these other isms, communism, socialism, whatever you want to call it, it's the same. The operation is the same, whereby the money is concentrated in the hands of a very small group of elites, whether in or out of the government, it matters not. They are partners in crime. And we need to eliminate the whole concatenation of diabolical rascality completely and totally and create a level playing field. And today,
they also have special privilege at the trough, too. For example, they can create hostile practices of price fixing, price manipulation, shutting out competition, all these other things that violate free markets. And they get special privilege to do so that the rest of us don't have, ladies and gentlemen, whether it's communist or capitalist, banker or president of a nation, ladies and gentlemen, all men really seem to agree that those who control the finance of a nation represent a power greater than any other legislative body. This is how, when they put a few on the courts, making that the most powerful branch of government, then they circumvent the legislative body by dishonest money. That's how they're taking over the nation, Chris.
Yep. I mean, look at Elon Musk. He's not the richest man in the world. They say he is. He's worth some 200 and something billion dollars. But how did he get to where he was? Government contracts. Now, how do we know that those contracts are fair? A lot of them are no-bid contracts because he has a monopoly on space exploration with his rockets, which I guarantee you are subsidized by taxpayer dollars. Well, I know they are. Okay? So how do we know that we're operating in a free market system? We don't. I guarantee you, if you or I, you know, tried to enter into a government contract of billions of dollars as Elon Musk and some of these other so-called free enterprise capitalists, we would be denied because we're not part of the good old boys club, Sam. And the bigger this, I'm thinking of a word. I apologize. I'm having a senior moment here. The bigger this system gets, the more difficult it is going to be to dismantle, Sam. And what we need to do.
Yeah, because what happens is the checks and balances. The checks and balances of a free market system, the checks and balances of the proper role of limited government designed to chain them down with the Constitution seems to be circumvented, where these checks and balances don't protect us, where we don't have a redress of grievance, where we don't have a lot of the freedoms that insist the checks and balances works. Karl Marx chimed in on this as well, tying it back to God, Chris.
Yeah, he certainly did. Karl Marx was no friend to God, Sam, because he was... God was Karl Marx's greatest competitor. You know, if you want to implement socialism, you can't acknowledge the supremacy of God because government under socialism then becomes your God. And you don't want to have that competition. He said the idea of God is the keystone to a perverted civilization. It must be destroyed. And Karl Marx indeed was an atheist. And socialism is atheistic in its very nature. Christian religious society and communism were never, ever compatible. And if you don't believe me, just go back to the Soviet Union and how. And I can give you a story about a neighbor of mine who had his Bible confiscated at the East German border. And he had to play nicey-nice with the border guards just to get his Bible back because that was contraband. He just about lost his scriptures that he had spent a lifetime marking. You know, if you know anything about, you know, when you get your scriptures marked and then you lose them, then you have to start over. It's a lifelong process. Anyway, I'm going to jet. I've got to go, Sam. I appreciate
ladies
you
and gentlemen,
me come on for
ladies and gentlemen, this is
hour.
Serious. Let's end with the quote we started with, shall we? Put not your faith in men, but bind them down with the chains of the Constitution, Thomas Jefferson. 1798. Chris, final words yours.
Without God, we cannot win. With God, we cannot lose, Sam. The battle for freedom is the Lord's, but we need to be engaged in that fight. Lieutenant Carlson and liberty-loving Americans everywhere, continuing our duty, sir.
You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, on Friday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken held bilateral meetings with Ukraine's prime minister. Secretary of State Blinken discusses the significance of Friday's meeting.
This is the first visit since the Russian aggression by a senior official of the Ukrainian government. Further evidence that a independent, sovereign Ukraine is going to be around a lot longer than Vladimir Putin.
While speaking in Seattle on Earth Day, President Biden said he's directing roughly $2.5 billion from the bipartisan infrastructure deal to improve American forests. He explains why he's signing an executive order that will help conserve those forests.
Our forests are our planet's lungs. They literally are recycling and cycling CO2 out of the atmosphere. That's what they do.
This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill that takes away Disney World's independent special district status. Disney now won't be able to self-govern itself, which has given the company power to collect taxes, provide emergency services, and build new structures without local planning commission's approval. Governor DeSantis saying this special privilege was unfair.
It was really an aberration. No individual or no company in Florida is treated this way. And it's not right to have dissimilar treatment.
A Florida man is lawyering up after Mike Tyson punched him on a JetBlue flight. Melvin Townsend III harassed the former boxing champ on a flight from San Francisco to Miami, prompting Tyson to punch him. An attorney representing Townsend telling TMZ that his client became overly excited because he's a big fan of the boxer. A source connected to Townsend hinted that a lawsuit could be coming. USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are...
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Carlson doing a phenomenal job. Communist or capitalist, banker or president of a nation. All men seem to agree that those who control the finance of a nation represent a power greater than the courts, the legislative body, the executive branch, and all of the above. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen, how dangerous that is. And we've let a Federal Reserve System gain control of our money. Now imagine then, as we talked last hour about demons possessing people and controlling, look, we're getting more and more and more unhinged. Now imagine demons with an unlimited money supply. Imagine humans who have lost their moral compass, who are possessed by demons, who have an unlimited money supply. Think about that for a minute. Do we have that going on in our day, ladies and gentlemen? I'll leave that open question to you. But I will tell you this. There's a guy by the name of Richard Levine. The guy's a nutcase, ladies and gentlemen, but he's backed by the current administration. Richard Levine literally spent 54 years as a man, ladies and gentlemen. He had a wife and a family. And then he transitioned to pretending to be a woman. Yeah, he literally got gender mutilation surgery. I won't go on. It's just too graphic and gross. But nevertheless, Richard Levine spent 54 years as a man, had a wife and a family. But then he transitioned to pretending that he's a woman in 2011. Now, Joe Biden and crew literally graduated this guy to be a four-star admiral, right? He appointed Levine to be a four-star admiral. This is whacked out Joe Biden as they promote this perverted reality. Now, ladies and gentlemen, USA Today has announced this guy has, well, given the title of Woman of the Year to now not Richard, but Rachel Levine. Yeah. So Richard Levine became Rachel Levine, and government promoted him to be a four-star admiral. And then USA Today said Rachel Levine is Woman of the Year. My question is, where are the feminists? You look at this thing and you go, what the heck is going on? Richard becomes Rachel, has gender-bending surgery. I would say genital mutilation surgery. And now we literally have the government and these huge media entities, if you will, literally celebrating this woman. But ladies and gentlemen, scientifically, it's not a woman at all. Okay? A surgical knife doesn't make man woman or woman man. Drugs from pharmaceutical companies, hormone blockers or whatever term they use for these things, gender bender drugs, do not make a man a woman or a woman a man. It defies scientific reality, ladies and gentlemen. There is what, an XY chromosome or XXXY, right? What, don't you learn that as a little kid? How do you change the physical makeup of a human? We are taught that men and women are different not only in their genitals, but in their brains and their very makeups of the way their brains work. Haven't you ever heard men are from Mars, women are from Venus? Right? What I mean is they are very different down to their very core in the way their brains think and the way they process information. You know, they say that our men are focused on specific tasks to the point where they're kind of in the zone and they don't focus on it. They're just too one-track focused. Whereas women can handle multiple things at the same time. A man walks in the room, smells like steak, smells good. Where's dinner? Ha ha. Hey, is dinner ready to go? The man's just thinking about dinner. The woman walks in and takes a whiff and she thinks, smells really good. Number one, is something burning? Did my teenager turn off the stove like I asked him to? Hey, is so-and-so back from piano? Man, it sure looks like a mess in here. What's going on? Where is everybody? And she thinks through like 50 tasks all at once in about a nanosecond. And the man's still going, hey, man, is there food ready yet? And the woman's going, why did everybody leave the lights on? And what's going on around here? And how do we, oh, my gosh, I got to pick up so-and-so from somewhere. And I got to do this and I got to do that. Look, their minds absolutely are completely different from the ground up, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you believe for a second that old Rick or Richard could become Rachel? That's bogus. Absolutely, scientifically bogus. But set aside man-made science for a second, shall we? And let's talk about God's law. God biblically teaches us that male and female created he them. In his own image, man and woman. God gave Adam Eve, not Steve, folks. Okay, let's be very clear about this. Let's just double down and triple down. Now, look, when the government, like Joe whacked out Biden, literally says, hey, Richard can become Rachel, make him a four-star admiral as a chick, it's bogus. When your USA Today says this guy's Woman of the Year, I'm saying, woman, whoa, man, this is crazy. This is insanity on steroids. But you think about the demon discussion we had last hour, and it starts to make sense. Anything goes in Satan's plan as long as he destroys the family. Doesn't care what road you take, as long as you're not on the right road, which is God ordained male and female to come together and procreate and bring children into the world and raise them as males and females to teach them their responsibilities to give them their gender-specific roles and to let them work together side by side to carry out God's great sacred purposes. Let's understand this, ladies and gentlemen. Let's double down and acknowledge this reality. And then let's defend this truism from all enemies, foreign and domestic, okay? Let's defend the truth. Rachel is not real. Rachel is a figment of a demon's imagination. Richard is this guy's name. He was a man for 54 years. He was born a man. No one questioned his manhood. But Richard Levine literally had a family and a wife and children and everything. And all of a sudden just decides he's Rachel. So we do the surgeon's knife. We do the pharmaceutical drugs. And we pretend Richard's now Rachel. And we use the media and the government to push this dishonest, satanic, demon-driven narrative, ladies and gentlemen. It is absolutely off the rails insane. And then if I speak this way, boldly, nobly, independently, and I directly take on the dishonesty and the science and the turning away from God's laws and God's revealed reality via biblical scripture, then they say to me, Sam, you're insensitive. Sam, you don't realize this is a real dilemma in the hearts and minds of people. Sam, you can't be so calloused as to not acknowledge the trauma that these people who are born in the wrong body have. You, Sam, you're just an absolute hater. How dare you speak against this narrative that we're... Yeah, the demons are pretty sly, aren't they? Forcing this agenda on society. I push back and say, no, that isn't the way it works in science or God's law. And they then appeal to, I'm just not a kind, gentle, patient, loving person. But who's the most kind, loving, gentle, patient of us all? I would submit God Almighty is. He's the one that tempers justice with mercy on our behalf. He's the one that sets the standard for civility. He's the one that provides love and protection and safety and prosperity to us all. He's the one that can grant rich blessings to all of us. Okay, this is our God. This is our Father. Wait, can I say Father? If old Richard could just become Rachel, then what if all of a sudden Heavenly Father just decided to be Heavenly Mother? Does that make it so? I think not, ladies and gentlemen. I think that's the big lie that we're falling for. And we have got to stand up against it. And we need to do so in the culture war boldly, clearly, directly, without equivocation. And that does not mean that I don't care about people. If Richard or Rich in this is seriously that demon crazy to believe that he's Rachel now, and that he believes that a surgeon can use a knife and change his genitals, and they can use drugs to manipulate reality, and pretend now that he's a woman? Is it kind for me to embrace his lie with him? Or is it much kinder to point out the truths of God and science? You're listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Final segment in seconds on your radio.
For decades, leftists, liberals, socialists, and feminists have been screaming and crying, "My body, my choice," in order to justify the premeditated murder of innocent children in the womb. However, this is a fallacious argument since science has proven and demonstrated that the baby has a separate set of DNA from the mother. If it's not your DNA, it's not your body. That is science, and you should trust the science. Remarkably, the same people who have been claiming "my body, my choice" for decades now want to force you to inject foreign substances into your body against your will. Obviously, they never cared about "my body, my choice." They just wanted to control you and have permission to kill babies. I am Ammon Bundy, and when you elect me governor of Idaho, I will sign an executive order on day one of my governorship prohibiting abortion in the state of Idaho. Because premeditated murder of the innocent should never be legal anywhere in the world, especially Idaho.
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com. Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so I'm submitting to all of you that it's literally this demon idea. It's this demon idea that makes us somehow in our psychotic society believe that man can become a woman. Okay, look, men and women are as different as you could possibly imagine. Okay? And no matter how much you try, whether it's just simply clothes that you wear, whether it's language that you try to adopt, whether it's genital mutilation, whether it's perverted drugs that literally force different bodily changes, you're just deceiving yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Man cannot play God, never has been able to, and never will. The first attempt I know biblically of man trying to pretend they're God is to build the Tower of Babel to get to heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't get to heaven by man's way. You also don't turn man into woman or woman into man. It's a psychotic notion, ladies and gentlemen. Now, is it more kind for me to just live the lie and tell the lie and pretend that it's true when we know that it's not? Is that the kind approach? Or is it much more kind to nobly, boldly, clearly speak out against this and say, I don't know what psychotic turmoil you have in your life, but I know this. Richard, whatever your name is, you're not Rachel, dude. Okay, you got that? I'm telling you right now, you're a man. You were born a man. You're scientifically a man, and God says you're a man. Now, I know the media, USA Today, and I know the government wants everyone to believe you're a woman, but it ain't true, sir. Richard Levine, you are not Rachel, and you never will be. Now, what's this other athlete, Jenner? Gender Bending Jenner, is that his name? Used to be Bruce, right? Now he's what, Caitlin? Okay, do you believe that lie, ladies and gentlemen, too? See, look, where are the feminists when you need them? Where are the feminists to say, look, this dude is not a girl? He is an imposter on our gender, right? Where are the feminists to speak up when all these dudes try to pretend they're a girl and roll into the female's bathroom or locker room? You know, taking showers with women and such. Where are the women? Where are the feminists to speak up and go, no, 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 young man, you are not a girl. You're not a female. You don't think like us. You don't act like us. You're not scientifically one of us. God says you're not one of us. We say you're not one of us. Where are the feminists when you need them the most? I mean, they want to, you know, jump up and down for causes like the Me Too movement. By golly, how dare the man make a move on me? But yet, he can literally try to become one of you and you say nothing? What the heck is going on, folks? This is where, look, we've got to stand up in the culture war. I don't mean to be disrespectful. I don't mean to be offensive. But I cannot let this lie stand without speaking out clearly against it. Men, you are not women. Women, you are not men. And let me be very, very clear. You never will be. No matter how much pretending you try to put in place, no matter how convincing your transition may be. You may be a great imposter, but you're still an imposter. You know, you even look at the way men and women walk, and they walk differently, don't they? All the way down to their gait, to their walk, they're different. And did you know that's what's interesting? When some criminals decide they're going to do plastic surgery or whatever to change their appearance, let's say they're a criminal and they want to change their appearance or whatever else, you hear this internationally around the world where these big criminal leaders or whatever change their appearance and have surgery and do all this stuff. One of the things that you're not, that you can't change is your gait. Did you know that? Your walk. I mean, you could change it slightly, but it's still going to betray you. All right. The fingerprints of God making male and female cannot be tricked or betrayed or circumvented or rooted out or jettisoned either. Do you read me loud and clear, ladies and gentlemen? The idea that a male can become a female or a female become a male is absolutely psychotic. And those who are pushing this narrative are literally demons trying to destroy God's order, trying to build a tower to get to heaven, so to speak, trying to somehow upend the Creator. Ladies and gentlemen, the creation will never be greater than the Creator. Men will never be women. Women will never be men. Now, what I don't get and why I say this is so demon crazy, whacked out, nuts on parade, is because, you know what? Why would a man want to be a woman? You know, I thought we were taught that women are suppressed and downtrodden and second class and second fiddle. And why would a man want to go to that? Why would a man say, I want to become second class? I want somebody to whistle at me and demean me and turn me into a sex object and let me make less money in business. And let me, why would a man want to do that? And why would a woman want to become a man? I mean, don't women say that men are just pigs and perverts and everything under the sun? Why would then you want to become a pig and a pervert, woman, female? Why would you want to just become a dude and become a big old slob, pervert, you know, perpetrator and all these things? Why would you want to do that? See, the stereotypical reality falls apart in about 2 seconds once you really drill in. What real woman would want to become a man anyway? And what real man would want to become a woman? What has changed in our society? This used to be, yeah, there was once in a while somebody who was mentally ill who had these views, but they were considered truly psychotic mental illnesses. Now we say, well, hey, according to the latest psychiatric journals and psychological whatever and the DSM 3R and 4R and whatever government psychological medical journals, we say this is now normal. This is now not only normal, but encouraged. Your government will help you get a sex change operation. The government will help you change your birth documents to match your whatever you identify as. Okay, why and how are we getting to the point in society where we accept this lie? I don't care how much you embrace this. I don't care how much you try to legitimize this. I don't care if your driver's license says this. I don't care if your birth certificate says that. I don't care if your body looks like or you learn to walk like the opposite gender or you behave like or you talk like or you take drugs to imitate. It's still a dishonest, immoral imitation. It ain't the real deal is the way some of us say it. Okay, it's a con game. It's a con job. It's an absolute dishonest perpetration of a crime on humanity, on God's creations. It is an assault. It is a crime, and it needs to stop. But see, the problem is there's not enough people that have the guts like me to quadruple down and defend the truth and expose the lie, right? There's not enough of me. If there was, this would stop tomorrow. If somebody came in to try to change their driver's license and their birth certificate to say, hey, my name's Richard and I've just become Rachel. Don't you think I'm sexy and beautiful? And it's like, no, Richard, buddy, we're going to lock you up in a mental institution, sir. You're psychotic. Now, you can act like that if you want to because you have your free agency, but we're not going to endorse it and codify it into law. Okay? While they're literally letting Richard become Rachel, while they're literally performing gender-mutilating surgery on poor Richard, poor mentally ill, demon-driven Richard, we now have our buddy named Charlie Kirk, and he's begging us to stand with him against Twitter. Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA said the big tech overlords suspended my Twitter account for the thought crime of writing the truth. So now you've got me and Charlie Kirk and others. Well, we don't think we're women. We just want to tell the truth. But now they're literally locking us down and saying, you can't tell the truth. How dare you, hate-filled terrorist, tell the truth. And they're literally lying about who we are. Right? And they're literally backing the lies and rejecting the truth. And they're shutting down truth tellers like me while they're backing Richard becoming Rachel. And then I say, Richard becoming Rachel's a lie. And they say, you're a hater and you're a bigot. Go away. Shut up. And they're literally like the days of old when they used to kick out the prophets and kick out holy men from their society. They're doing that to the truth tellers in America and around the world today. They truly are, ladies and gentlemen. How well will this podcast go over? This live radio show turned into a podcast after the fact. How well will this go if the liberals and the elites and the gender benders and the whatever, the demons that were screaming and wailing last hour when you heard it on the Disney vote in the Florida legislative body, how many of those people are going to just absolutely lose their minds when they hear the truth telling I've got for them on the radio today, huh? And how's it going to go? Am I going to end up with death threats? Am I allowed to say this, or am I not even allowed to say this anymore in America? Do I got to hush because the Hitler gender benders are going to come after me? See, where do we go in America? Can I express my own views? That they're telling you a lie. And I'm here to tell the truth. Where are we at in society when the truth becomes a lie and the lie becomes the truth? And wow. See, folks, this is something that we really need to understand. Why is Charlie Kirk and Sam Bushman being banned and shut down and ridiculed and mocked and deplatformed for saying what we think? But yet, Richard can become Rachel. Literally, Bruce can become Caitlin. And we accept that as if it's just standard normal. It's good. It's fair. To speak out against it is just evil and offensive and hostile and problematic. And, man, we better shut you down for not telling the truth. See, whoa, where do we go? What are we going to do? How do we handle this kind of reality, folks, that we live in? And the only way I know to handle it is to stand tall. The only way I know to handle it is to embrace the truth. The only way that I know to handle it is to turn to God Almighty, the author of our lives, the creator of our souls, the father of us all. Turn to him and repent. Acknowledge the truth, for this truth shall set you free. Isn't that what we're taught, ladies and gentlemen? Why do we reject the teachings of our whole lives? I pray we can stand tall for the sacred cause of liberty. I pray we can embrace the truth and expose the lie. We can try to be kind in doing so to the people involved, but we cannot soft pedal the truth. We've got to square our shoulders. We've got to quadruple down in defense of that which is honorable, right, and true. Thanks for being along with me. 2 hours in the can. Hopefully it was educational and a little bit entertaining, huh? All right, libertyroundtable.com, lovingliberty.net, spread the word. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic, but you got to get involved. Make it a great day and choose the right. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the republic.